This is an earthquake drill. Right now, drop cover and hold on.
It was the largest earthquake drill in state history, and one that students and staff at the Edith Bowen Laboratory School have been preparing for.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Kind of nervous because I haven't done it much before.
As 10:15 rolls around, Tyler Rasmussen of River Heights and his classmates at the elementary school wait for the announcement from Counselor Clint Farmer that the drill has begun. He and the other students in Mrs. Mueller's class take cover.
The best thing to hold on to are going to be the legs of the desk, because that's the sturdiest part of your desk. Thank you for doing it quietly. 60 seconds.
Huddled underneath their desks, the fourth graders can be heard whispering a countdown of 60 seconds, 59, 58, 57. That's the time recommended by organizers of the Great Utah Shakeout for the drill that had 900,000 Utahns doing the drop, cover, and hold on.
That would mean roads become impassable. First responders can't get where they need to go. It means 10,000 buildings could collapse.
Joel Doherty is with the Utah Division of Emergency Management, one of the organizers of today's shakeout.
This would be a disaster in every sense of the word. And that's why that preparedness is just so important. We need people to be ready for this kind of thing.
And ready in many different ways. One of the most important things is training the kids with a procedure. And then the other thing is that the teachers know what that procedure is and they follow it exactly.
Principal and director of Edith Bowen's Lab School at Utah State University, Dan Johnson, says both students and staff have been preparing for several months now. Following the earthquake drill, administrators call for an evacuation of the school. That's a practice conducted on a regular basis to help the school prepare for any major disaster or accident, even an earthquake. As the students follow their teachers down the stairwell and out the door, each teacher carries a bucket.
Those buckets that they bring with them have the supplies and materials they need for first aid and water and food, and they have lists, their class lists. We make sure that we have every kid. Inside right now, there's a CERT team searching the building and then making sure that everybody's out.
What would be the first thing you would do if you thought there was an earthquake?
We would stay under our desks and have our teacher give us instructions. Drop, cover, hold.
Once the all clear is called, members of the school student council run to the front of the lineup and display their yellow and blue sign, which reads, "We are ready."
I'm ready.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, I think we're all ready.
Reporting on the Logan campus of Utah State University at the Edith Bowen Lab School during the Great Utah Shakeout, I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio News.